The Bird Show.
TC, what's going on?
What's going on, people?
Hey, tell us.
What's up?
What up?
Yeah, how's it going? I just got this feeling. You know, it's like your kid is graduated and they're getting ready to go off to college and they're packing their stuff and you're just watching them. So I just had this feeling. You guys are going national, aren't you? Y'all getting all grown up and going national, right?
Don't make it that sexy. I'll give you like all the details. We'll give it all to you in like 2 minutes. TC's been here since day one.
Yes. We have a listener going to Maryland, so that kind of counts.
TC, right. Give me like a minute and a half or 2 minutes and we'll give you all the info.
Okay, I'm waiting.
In fact, you know what? I'm just going to put you on hold because it seems only fitting that we should talk to you first after we talk about this, all right?
Because if we're going national, you're going national.
Damn right.
National. You're going national, and you're going national.
All right, so let's get you guys some answers, okay? Because the last couple of days, the emails and the tweets and my friends that are texting me also, and I think we probably have all received these. Guys, what's the deal with the phone number change? Guys, what's the deal with the new voiceover, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, what's the deal with the new website? Bert, what's the deal with the new Twitter name and all that?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we're not trying to hide anything from you guys. I mean, in all honesty, I would have loved to have talked about this earlier in the week, but that decision was out of my hands. That was a corporate thing, and they said, wait till Friday. They had some competitive reasons.
Mm-hmm.
For that, so I had to respect that. But look, I've been itching to tell you guys about all this. As TC just said, we're not going national. No, let me get TC back on. TC, I am sorry to disappoint you. We are not going national.
It does sound sexy, though.
It does sound very sexy. We are going national, people.
Right.
While we are not going national, TC, we are being picked up by a radio station in Nashville.
Well, that's cool. I mean,
that's
close enough.
You haven't even paid attention. See, now people are going to be more mad about that. Really?
Really? Just Nashville?
Okay.
Yes.
Nah, that's real cool, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, TC understands. Like, this to me, it's a real compliment to this show, and it's a real compliment to you guys that have made the show what it is. I've been reflecting the last couple of days when I haven't been stressed out about thinking about this thing being successful or not, that if you're a long-term listener of The Bert Show like TC here, man, we started on a radio station 9 years ago, Q100. That was how many watts, Jeff?
Seven.
7 watts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
guys,
we had that
show for yourself.
We had that many?
Mm-hmm. It was actually one of those Radio Shack kits that I remember. I just brought it down from Syracuse. My dad bought it for me for my 8th birthday.
There were glass tubes coming out somewhere.
Glass tubes. Yeah. Bert actually had to pedal a bike. That's why his knee's so bad. He actually had to pedal a bicycle during the entire show in order to keep us on the air.
We started this radio station years and years and years ago, and this was a dead signal. Q100.5 at the time was just this. And then Cumulus bought Q100, and it was a really, really, really faint signal. But all of us were desperate for jobs. So we took it, and we started. I mean, Jeff and I were planning the show out of the prize closet, right, when we first started? Or an office right outside of the prize closet?
Owned by a different company at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. It wasn't just us. The program director was in there. Like, he got to use the shelf as his desk, and everybody else is just crammed in there. I mean, the music director.
Yeah. It was small.
When we were doing traffic, actually, traffic was actually out of an engineering room. Like, the room, mm-hmm. like, you could hear, if you listen
door.
To the Crash's Traffics, like, you can hear the fan, the early traffic on Q100, you can hear the fan that cools the equipment that powers.
Right. So that was 9 years ago. So to go from that and then over to the new signal, which happened a while ago, which is this, 99.7, and then to have the compliment of, you know, the Nashville station and our company, frankly, saying, look, we think you guys are good enough to where we think you guys can work in another city, that we're being picked up in Nashville. So what does that mean for you guys here in Atlanta? Nada. Things aren't going to change. This is an Atlanta morning show, and my feeling about this kind of thing is that I hope they like our product, but my mentality isn't we're changing what we're doing for another city or another city if we get picked up there. This is what we do right here, and my hope is that Nashville has the same kind of mentality that you guys do, and they enjoy what we do. And if it works, man, we're all going to be really happy about that. And if it doesn't
and
work,
filthy
then
rich. You guys have no idea how rich we're going to be.
Right. Yeah, like, that's behind the scenes, that's the problem with this whole thing. That's not a lot of money.
Like, what do you mean?
Oh, are you making a lot of money on the deal?
All right, moving on.
I've already purchased some things. Let me find it.
You know what, Bert, I still stand by what I said. You know, I still feel like it's like a child growing up and getting ready to go off for college. And, you know, you guys have grown to something very immense and very great.
Let me tell you,
congratulations. You're a sweetheart.
You're very sweet.
I love you, TC. You're awesome. Thanks.
You're very sweet. But, you know, Nashville's my hometown. So really what happened is I traveled up there and I put some wires together and I just said, you know what? I want to be able to talk to my high school friends again, let my mom hear me broadcast. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, there's, you know, a little selfishness.
We're actually broadcasting out of Millie Pete's basement.
Melissa hot-wired it like a car. Yeah. That she learned in Nashville.
That's right. You're damn right.
Kenya, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hello, show.
Hello. Hey,
Kenya.
Congratulations. I'm really proud of you guys.
Thank you.
And could you go ahead and just every once in a while periodically mail me a prize since I'll never be able to call back in? You guys are huge now.
Well, it feels good. It feels good to be on in another city. But again, I just want to reassure you guys that, I mean, there are going to be small tweaks to the show that you guys have probably heard already, like some of us are struggling. You guys won't hear this, but the station in Nashville plays some music, and we don't hear.
Like George Strait and Garth Brooks.
Matt Paisley.
Mm-hmm. And since they play a song, there's like a 3-minute window when we come out of commercials that we sort of have to just talk about whatever, and then at the end of 3 minutes or 4 minutes, we have a countdown clock in here that tells us exactly when we're supposed to talk. So when it hits zero, I have to pause, and then we have to either restart the conversation or start a new conversation. And some of us in here have been struggling with that more than others, myself included.
Oh, my God. I'm horrible at it. I'm horrible at it. And I love that Atlanta knows this because I think it's going to be a great inside joke for our family here, you know, the Bert Show community here in Atlanta because it, yeah. So if you hear us start laughing like we did this morning and the 1 second joke and all that stuff, then now you know why.
Right. So there are going to be some little tweaks, but we have sort of been doing the new format for three and a half weeks. And you guys didn't call up until the time that we changed the phone number and we changed the voice guy. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be cool with y'all because we've been doing it now for 3 weeks.
Yeah, because you've seen
the phone number was the tip off.
Yeah. The phone number
was 877-588-BERT. People were like, wait a second, what's going on there? But it has been the new format, like he said, for several weeks and nobody noticed. So
right,
that's good.
Right.
That's good news. It's the same show.
Good morning, Jessica. You're on the Bert Show.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Hi. Good morning.
I have a question for you. I know that Nashville is an hour different from us, so does mm-hmm. that mean we're going to have to wait till 9:30 our time to get to the really good stuff?
That's funny.
No, the show is not going to change. There's a logistical problem with us telling the time because Nashville will be with us. So, yeah, that's more logistical for us than it is anything else. Like, instead of saying, for now on, when I say, I used to say coming up at 8:45, I can't say that anymore. Now I have to say coming up in 30 minutes.
But our hours are still the same. So no, to answer your question, no. 8:30, after 8:30, still after 8:30.
But it's different now because we're in the summertime anyway. So kids are sleeping in later. So we're talking, you know, all kinds of nasty stuff real early if you want to get up earlier.
I think Bert's I'll sleep in, but I'll record it.
Bert, okay. Bert hates the Bulldogs now. He's a big Vandy fan.
Well,
so
that's,
don't say that.
That's come up pretty
I get to say go Vols a lot more.
Ooh. I know. That's going to be a big problem on the show. That's going to be a real big problem. So if you're just tuning in and hanging out with us this morning, the reason for the phone number change, the reason for the URL change and for our new voice guy and stuff is that the Bert Show is being picked up by a radio station in Nashville. That doesn't mean anything to you guys here. It's the same thing. We're not changing things. We're tweaking things a little bit.
Jen, you should do your whole entertainment buzz now about Taylor Swift, Kenny Chesney.
George Strait.
Only Evans. Leanne Rimes drama.
Somewhere Katie Jo goes,
And another Sugarland news.
Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Really good.
No, I just wanted to tell you guys how I thought it was so cool that you guys are getting picked up in Nashville because I actually started listening to you guys. I think it was your second year, but I was starting fifth grade.
Oh,
and
shut up.
Now I am graduating high school.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And I just want to let you guys, it's so cool that you're moving on and I'm moving on, and I'm just really connected with you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for the compliment, but I just do want to say this, that we're not moving on at all. We are still family, we are still here, and it's the same show. We're not going anywhere.
It's almost as if Nashville is a guest in our house.
Right.
They get to listen in on what we're doing.
Yeah.
Really.
So they're patching into us. This is still Atlanta, our community, our home.
This is it right here. So that's the big news. Sorry we disappointed you that we're not going national.
You're going national. We're going to Nashville.
I don't think you
really?
Said we're going national. I think you said you're going Nashville.
Get it? The Bird Show.